Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This one surprised me because I thought it would be so annoying. You know, 1 in 10 people don't wear a seatbelt.
Really?
That shocks me because most of the time you got the ding, 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 ding.
It dings for 90 seconds, according to my friend who does not wear a seatbelt and refuses to wear one, no matter if she's riding with you or driving. Yeah.
90 seconds is eternity when that thing is going off.
By the time we're already to where we're going by the time it quits dinging.
Young people between 16 and 24 are the least likely to put their seatbelts on. I guess they can stand that ding, 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 or whatever obnoxious noise that it makes.
But if you just kept it clipped in, then you could just sit on top of it, and it wouldn't ding, and then you would solve your own problem. Wear a seatbelt.
Isn't it funny that when you have the most to lose is whenever you're the most careless with your life? Like, you still got 60, 80 years left, and you go around without a seatbelt. But when you're 60, you're going to put that seatbelt on every time.
What about the motorcyclists who don't wear helmets? Every time they pass by me, I'm like, oh, Lord, please keep them safe.
They call them organ donors.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
well, I mean, that's because you ain't protecting your head.
There's a lot of folks here in this state that don't wear helmets.
Yeah, so, it's not a law.
No, it's not, but it scares me for them.
Honestly, I think you should wear them on your lawnmower and everywhere.
Okay, you're not very fun.
Could you imagine them riding lawnmower? The guy's got a helmet and shin guards on and everything.
That'd be funny.
You know what would really be cool is put the GoPro on it, too. The little camera.
Yeah.
So you can upload your lawn mowing to people.
Well, over 40% of all car crashes, deaths, are people who weren't buckled up.
Well, that means 60% of them survived, and maybe that's the better way to go.
Oh, okay. Well,
you going to get us all sick?
You couldn't hear that.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we could.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's really all I've got. It just shocked me this day and age that we have this many people. Like, I would think 1 in 100 people might not wear a seatbelt at this point in time because it is the law and it does ding, but not 1 out of 10 people wearing a seatbelt. That's what surprised me. And because most cars nowadays, even your older cars that are 20 years old, makes that noise.
Yeah, you know, when they changed that back in the day, because we didn't wear a seatbelt.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, it's my life. Don't tell me what to do in my own vehicle. Now I feel like I'm going to fall out of the car if I don't have a seatbelt on.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to fall out.
Me too.
And I'm with you, Cato. At the time, it seemed like such an affront to our individual freedoms. They came up with some pretty good excuses. Number one, you're more likely to be in control of your car if you're seatbelted in. Because like you said, you almost feel like you're going to fall out without it. Plus, you also become a moving, like, bowling ball of force whenever you are flung around inside the car, and you can hit other people who were seatbelted in. But, I mean, it does seem like if you're truly in a land of the free, you could make your own decision. I've always worn my seatbelt, even back when you said we didn't. I bought my first car, and the guy had redone the interior, and there was no seatbelts in it. I went and bought seatbelts because I didn't want to die from something as stupid as not putting on a seatbelt.
Or mean the way you drive.
Well, but the way that you drive, needs a more true. Reason to, but still, someone else could hit me too.
I'll be honest. I think that all of us should have our mom there to put her hand on our chest so we won't go forward. And why don't we just have our mom to do that for us?
Boy, that's strength. It's like your sweet little old dainty mom, and suddenly she's the Hulk holding you back.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Until you hit a wall, and then her arm breaks, and you still go through the windshield.
And it's funny because the friend who doesn't wear a seatbelt, she'll throw her arm out in front of me when she has to stop. I'm like, I've got my seatbelt on.
Now, why does your friend not wear the seatbelt?
She doesn't like it.
Just doesn't like
it? She never cared for it. She feels strapped in.
And a lot of people won't do it or wear a seatbelt because they have, like...
strapped in.
They have shirts or stuff they don't want to wrinkle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they'll wear their seatbelt to an event or something.
I just love the idea that she feels strapped in. That's kind of the point.
Yeah, it is. True. True.
I mean, I guess I to me, it's not worth it. It's not worth risking your life over something as simple as putting on a seatbelt. Right. But on the other hand, part of me is like, it is your free will.
Yeah, somebody's in their car right now with their seatbelt not on, going, would y'all shut up?
No, they can't hear us. They're hearing ding, ding, ding.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, when you think of celebrities and dating advice, Olivia Rodrigo's not the first person that comes to my mind.
Okay.
I mean, her songs make it clear she's had a lot of tough times.
Yeah. Like, you know, there's a lot of celebrities out there you wouldn't buy their self-help book.
No.
Yeah.
None of them.
Yeah, I know.
In this case, it's interesting because she has offered us a little tip into dating.
Now, here's one thing I will say. When you have gone through a lot of bad relationships, you learn a lot about those bad relationships, where someone who's not gone through a lot of those would not have that much advice.
Typically, it's easy to look at yourself and say, okay, I've probably messed up somewhere. Where was it? What do I need to change going forward? So from that perspective, you could help yourself and others.
You say that, but then you see the people who've been married 4 times, and you're like, really? Have you learned anything? You know, especially the celebrities. They get married a zillion times, and they go through a zillion relationships, like Taylor Swift.
And Jennifer Lopez.
I know, right?
Yeah, how many times she gonna marry Ben Affleck?
Does it count if it's the same person?
I don't know, I guess.
Why aren't y'all naming any guys? You're just throwing girls under the bus left and right.
Honestly?
What about old Benny himself?
Who?
Ben Affleck.
Oh, well, he's definitely, but he's not offering dating advice either.
Well,
Olivia Rodrigo is. And this is so weird what she said.
What?
She says, I have a red flag that tells me whether or not a guy is trouble or not.
She has a red flag.
Yeah.
She said she asks a guy a simple question and his answer determines whether she will go out with him or not. She asked the guy, would he want to go to outer space if he was given the opportunity?
Huh.
And if he says yes, she kicks him to the curb.
Why?
She says, I won't date them because I just think if you want to go to space, you're a little too full of yourself.
Why?
Okay, I can't answer everything for you.
It just doesn't make logical sense.
Well, I mean, I can understand how she might have this thought process. I don't really agree with it at all. Just because you want to go into space doesn't mean you're full of yourself. It means you're curious or you like to experience something that you think would be cool.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like the guy who's never done anything with an airplane, but he's like, I could totally land this?
Well, I don't think that they're saying they would fly.
I could. Yeah. I could land a plane.
I mean, I like to think I could if someone talking me through it in my ear.
Right. I mean, I could land it. We might not survive, but we're going to hit the ground.
Right. Wow. We want a soft enough landing to walk away from.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because she's dating a British actor named Lewis Partridge, who I guess we can safely assume has no desire to go into space.
Yeah, I guess not.
But that's such an odd thing to have as your question.
I mean, that's never anything that, why would you even talk about that in any relationship, friendship? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I think I want to go this weekend?
Yeah, I guess.
Mars.
Gatlinburg. No, Mars.
Mars.
Yeah.
It is strange. I mean, and is this something she's like, everything's going well, and then she's like, so, how do you feel about going into space? And she's like, all right, separate checks, please.
Mm-hmm. Is it because it's expensive to go into space, and she thinks you're full of yourself because, you know?
No.
It's I just don't understand the logic at all there.
Maybe she dated a couple guys who ended up being red flags, and they both wanted to go to space. So she was like, okay, that's on the list.
Or maybe she's dissing on people like, what was the NSYNC or Backstreet Boy that wanted to go? Or maybe Lance Bass. I mean, he was like, I want to go into space. Did he go?
He's so full of himself. No.
Okay, that explains a lot then.
I don't think he did.
I just think it's very strange to pick that as your red flag. I mean, she could have given us some advice, like maybe more useful advice. Or maybe all these guys she's written songs about, that's the thing they have in common, is they all wanted to go into outer space, so she's decided that's the red flag.
Now, she actually means outer space, like to the moon.
Well,
because I have friends that got to go outer space, and they never leave this Earth.
Well, I think she's talking about, like, at least orbit, like, you know, how, like, Jeff Bezos gives that little ride.
Yeah, I guess I could date her, because I have no desire to go that high up.
I don't want to go, like, live on a space station, and where they have to, like, poop in those little special poop things, and they eat
I'm okay with that.
They eat those little
I've been enough porta-potties. I'm used to that.
They squirt out a toothpaste tube.
Yeah.
But I would not mind doing the little thing like William Shatner did, where you just go up, look around for a minute, come back down 30 minutes later.
I don't know. Xenon made it look pretty amazing.
Who?
They had concerts up there. Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a TV show.
I did not see that one.
Movie. Yeah. Whatever.
I stopped at Neon.
What?
Xenon.
Oh.
I'm like, it's like a element.
You know, I see enough of the Earth when I'm flying in a plane.
It is pretty cool.
And that's
cool.
As high as I want to go up.
Yeah.
Although it would be kind of cool to see it as a round ball like they do whenever they
allegedly
go. Well, right.
Come on, we're not going to leave all of our listeners out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
Flat earthers.
Those people been up and they seem to believe it was round too. None of them ever came back and go, it was flat like I always suspected.
Because they wouldn't be here if they said that.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. The government, man.
You know what? I don't think Olivia Rodrigo, she may not want to go up with Cato.
I think Olivia Rodrigo is a red flag.
I think so.
I mean, she's got a pretty bad track record at this point.
Don't we all, though?
Not
I don't
well.
Feel like anyone is like, you know what? I really nailed dating. I did that really well.
That's true.
You know, have a point.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I know we talk about bad service quite a bit here on the show. I did some research and they asked what business used to give better service than they do now.
Oh, I know the answer. D, all of the above.
You know what? I agree. I went to a drive-thru the other day, and the guy was like so apathetic or just didn't even care. And he's like, yeah, what you want? And I'm like, I told him, he's like, all right, I guess I get it. Honestly, that's what he did to me. And I'm like, I'm sorry to inconvenience you with my business here. But it was just comical to hear someone on the drive-thru speaker treat you like that.
Well, if you think about it, whenever you threaten an employee that you're never going to come to this business anymore, they're just like, oh, good, one less person I have to deal with. Because they're not the owner.
Yes. So they say satellite and cable companies don't treat you like they used to.
Hmm. I don't know. I don't deal with them too much.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going from best to worst, basically.
I had a friend just moving into a new place, and she was like, yeah, they got the cable company coming between 10 and noon. I'm like, yeah, that's probably going to be between 10 and 5.
If you're lucky.
So good luck.
Yeah. It'll probably be between, like, I don't know, 3 and 8, because they won't. No way they're coming early.
What if you did that like at your appointments? Like you go to the doctor's office, I'll be there between 10 and 11 sometime during that time.
Yeah.
But it kind of is like that, because you book for 10 o'clock, you get there at a quarter till like they tell you to, then they make you wait half an hour to be seen by the first round of nurses.
You got to do the homework too, fill out all those pages that you thought you filled out last time.
You did. And it's like you even fill out the same crap and the same sit down. I'm like, do you guys not have a scanner or a phone?
And then you have to fill out the paperwork to tell them what's going on. Then you tell the first nurse the same thing, then the second nurse, then the doctor. I'm like, do y'all not communicate?
Exactly. And if not, then why do I even tell the first three people?
All right, businesses that used to be or actually give better service. We mentioned this one the other day because I was telling you about the lady who just dropped my package and looked at me and shrugged like, oh, just having a rough day. But it was a post office.
Yeah.
You got to stand in line quite a long time there a lot of times.
I'll be honest, man. I had a rough time with the post office when we were getting our passports one year. Mm-hmm. We went in and we asked them, do we need to rush these or is there plenty of time? And they're like, oh, there's plenty of time. There wasn't. We were on the day before our trip left talking to our congressperson. By the way, thank you, Will Timmons. But we almost didn't get our stuff in time because they told us, oh, don't worry. You got plenty. You don't need to do a priority on this. And then when we are in trouble, there's nothing they do for you.
Well, business that used to give better service, restaurants, which, you know, that's a hit or miss. I don't see
I feel like restaurants, the only thing that's gotten worse with them is the delivery services are like, you don't know if you're going to get what you ordered or not. But the restaurant itself, I think, still does a pretty good job.
When you go inside and you're waiting there for your tea or whatever, I think they do a pretty good job.
Well, not every restaurant. Okay. You can go to some restaurants, they're fully staffed, everybody running around working, and you can go in some, you got one server serving the whole restaurant.
To be fair, they can't get good employees sometimes.
Right. Yeah, I'm not blaming them. I mean, it's just the fact that nobody wants to work anymore.
That's the truth.
I'm looking for a part-time job, by the way.
Well, and I saw some survey or something. We'll wait 29 minutes for food before we get annoyed with the restaurant or the server. I'm like, 29 minutes? I'm more
I want
annoyed.
Some bread before then.
Yes, at least.
Yeah, if they got the bread thing, or, you know, if you're at a Mexican, it's chips and salsa, that's fine. Yeah. But as long as you're keeping my drinks filled, I can hang out for a half hour and talk to friends.
I want at least some munchy thing. Like a bread, I'm not picky. Bread or nachos, but give me something to chew on. Yeah.
All right, banks were mentioned, which I get pretty good service at the bank.
Man, I quit one bank once. I came in to get a little bit of change, and they're like, you're not a member of our bank. I'm like, but this was when my wife and I weren't married. I said, my fiance has an account here. Well, that's not going to work. And I'm like, you're a bank. You can't. And it wasn't like a ton of change. It wasn't coins. It was just like fives for some 20s. And so I said, fine, but she's not going to be much longer, and I never will. And I have never been with that bank the rest of my career. So they do not have my $28.96.
There you go.
So there.
They get annoyed with me because I want to play with that little suction cup thing. It's and they'll just send things back and forth. And I didn't sign that. Can you send it back to me? Because it's fun.
I never have to go to the bank.
Okay.
When do you have to go?
And only when I needed cash.
In fact, I think my bank now don't even have tellers locally. I think their tellers are at a call center.
Oh, it must take forever for that thing to go
that
through
thing
suction.
Takes forever.
What if you had that at home? That'd be fun.
Well, they should. That was what the Jetsons, that cartoon show that promised the future would be like, we would press a button and food would just come straight to our house.
Still waiting,
businesses that used to be or have better service, they say the retail stores, like you go to Walmart and stuff, and some of those places where you're checking yourself out. And I'm not meaning in the mirror.
I'm usually okay with doing it myself and just not worrying about that. But then the few times you do need help, you're like, where is everybody?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I don't have as much trouble with stores. Then they probably because I don't really want help very often.
It's just when they change stuff up and then I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to do this anymore.
All right. Phone companies were mentioned, which I thought that kind of surprised me.
No, they're horrible because you try to figure out the plan and are you going to get the phone for free? Or are you actually paying for it for 2 years and can I upgrade yet? And then I've had them flat out lie to me.
Yes, me too.
I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Yeah. I've got it on like to transcript where they told me this and they lied.
Yep.
And then the number one answer, you know what business is not giving us better service?
Show business.
No,
there's no business like show business.
I will say, you know what? We have actually been a little slack, like with the request when you call in for a song, and it takes me a while to get that song on. So I will be better at that.
Do I need to put the phone back on the hook?
Yeah, that'd be good.
It's now, you say that like we got worse, but we've been doing that since day one. And promising songs we're never going to play.
You know what it is, right?
No, we obviously don't.
Airlines. That's service, yeah. But don't get as good a service.
Well, thank gosh the government's got our back on the refunds now with airlines.
So I guess you could say they got our backs. It took them long enough.
Yeah, it did take them long enough. Mm-hmm. The seats are getting small. No, I'm just kidding.
The seats are getting smaller. I know you're joking because we're getting fatter, but if you read, they have made the seats as tiny as they can.
I think it's BYOS now. Bring your own seat.
Oh, I thought you say BYOA. Bring your own butt.
They'd charge you for it if you did have to bring your own seat.
They charge for everything.
Yeah,
you can't even. I'm surprised they let you wear shoes on without charging extra.
Well, I thought I would get all the complaints out this morning. We got them all out?
No, I still got a bunch more about airlines.
Okay, well, we don't have enough time.
We
for
don't
that.
Get no food no more.
Okay.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, we see more and more on the news about UFOs and whatever they call them now, but the aliens that are in ships that have actually been seen by Navy and Air Force pilots. It seems like there's more stuff out there than they would have admitted to earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone recently did a study to see which states would survive an alien invasion the best. And I'm a little fired up this morning. Because if you look at their map, most of the South is in the green, that they would do well with alien invasion.
Yeah.
South Carolina is the only one that scores poorly.
Huh.
And I think that's a load of garbage.
Yeah.
Because I think we got a lot of guns and a lot of rednecks that would just have a field day shooting little green men out of UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't understand why we're ranked so lowly. Now, one of the things they did look at was places that had a lot of space to hide in, because they figured you'd need to have hideouts. Yeah. Why are you laughing, Cato?
Because we're just tired here in South Carolina.
Are we that tired?
From fried young chicken and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, we'd have to sit down
sweet
for a minute.
But they got North Carolina and Georgia in the green. How are they in the green and we're not? They're tired, too. They're eating fried food.
Because they're already dealing with aliens there.
Yeah,
they know how to deal with them.
We'd be nice to them and then, you know, say bless their hearts.
Come on in. I just got dinner cooked.
Yeah.
Well, they said Virginia was the best alien survival score. Alabama was next, with Minnesota, Massachusetts, New York, Florida, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Alaska, and Georgia. So North Carolina, Georgia are in the top 10, and we're in the bottom 10.
But what were the reasons? You said hiding, and what else?
Well, there's a whole bunch of them. They looked at things like the number of UFO sightings, the landscape, defense, science and medical resources, and even food and beverages that might be available if you were hiding out. So some of those things work against us. But I really feel like the number of people with shotguns and trucks should work for us.
Well, it surprised me that Georgia's so high.
I know.
Because the topography is about the same as here.
I agree.
We even got a little bit more mountains than they do.
Exactly.
Yeah. We could hide in the mountains.
We got that tunnel to hide in Walhalla or wherever it's
okay.
at.
They got Six Flags.
You can't hide at Six Flags.
Aliens would be trying to get you, and you're like, we don't have time. I'm on a roller coaster.
Yeah, they get distracted by all those rides.
I'm trying to be serious here. Yeah. Y'all are being silly.
Uh-huh. The aliens are like, sit still.
Yeah, I'm trying to be serious about this subject about aliens taking over the world.
So what's the state with the absolute lowest chance for survival? They said Nevada. Which is dumb to me, but they said because of Area 51. I guess because they're already there.
Yeah.
But I mean, it seems like we got them captured there. Maybe that's where they would go to rescue their buddies.
Oh, true. Well, but quite frankly, I think there's an Area 52, and they just distract us with Area 51 that doesn't really have the aliens there.
What makes you think there's an Area 52 and not an Area 1 through 50?
I read it online.
I mean, there might be 50 others that are distractions.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. That is the smartest thing I've ever heard you say.
Yeah, thank you.
You have to be kidding.
Thank you.
And that's not that smart.
Well, I never thought about it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of like when you were little and your dad would be like, watch his hand, and then he'd get you with the other hand.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of thing. That's what they're doing.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow, I feel like that maybe y'all aren't taking me serious.
This
is
switch.
In two different sources today. It came in the Daily Mail and another place called Study Finds.
Have y'all seen that new show, Manhattan Alien Abduction?
Okay. You're definitely mocking me now.
No. This lady has like x-rays. There are 20-something witnesses that saw her float out of her window and go up into the spaceship. It's crazy. And the whole show is obviously they're trying to
sound crazy.
Well, and if you ever got abducted by an alien and they did that, what they all say.
You mean the anal probe?
Whatever. I'm like, is there a copay with that? What's going on there?
I need to see your insurance card first.
They wouldn't probe me. I wouldn't have all my papers scraped to get that done.
Something tells me they do the procedure and then file later. I doubt they're checking for your insurance first.
Okay.
See, my biggest takeaway was as she was floating out the window, she had this really pretty nightgown on, and I was like, I need to up my nightgown game.
Yeah.
My PJs are not cute enough to be floating in front of people.
Well, that's why they had it on TV. They probably like got a wardrobe person and faked all that.
Yeah. In reality, it was like, look at that raggedy shirt, Lord, girl.
Yeah.
She's wearing her husband's T-shirt out the window. All right. Well, that's bad to know. I guess the good thing is we just have to hop over the border to North Carolina or Georgia. True. And we got a much better chance. I didn't see Tennessee on the list for good or bad, so it's kind of neutral.
Yeah, we're just used to them there.
I don't know what that means, but I guess at least you've got two places to go.
There's a sign that says, welcome to Tennessee.
There's a sign in every state that says, welcome to this state.
Never mind.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.